A dozen.
You're listening to This Week in Radio News. Radio news about radio waves, radio art, and more. I'm Tom Rowe, your host, and we'll travel across the ether to hear what's going on in radio news. CNBC reports that the Federal Communications Commission approved the first application to provide broadband service to the United States through satellites on March 29th. Elon Musk's SpaceX applied to provide broadband services through low Earth orbit satellites. Quote, with this action, the commission takes another step to increase high-speed broadband availability and competition in the United States, unquote, the FCC said in a statement. SpaceX's proposed satellite system would use 4,425 satellites with frequencies in the KA and KU bands, which are 12 to 18 gigahertz and 27 to 40 gigahertz, respectively. Quote, we appreciate the FCC's thorough review and approval of SpaceX's Constellation license. Although we still have much to do with this complex undertaking, this is an important step towards SpaceX building a next-generation satellite network that can link the globe with reliable and affordable broadband service, especially reaching those who are not yet connected, unquote, said Gwynne Shotwell, President and Chief Operating Officer at SpaceX, in a statement. Read the full story at CNBC. Deadspin, the sports website, was the first media outlet to collect recordings of many local Sinclair Broadcast Group television stations with their anchors reading the exact same script and put them together. 3 weeks ago, CNN reported the story that local anchors were being forced to read a controversial script that parrots the president's repeated accusation of fake news. Now, a video collage assembled by Deadspin has sent the Sinclair story viral, as the propaganda of a network of stations forcing the same scripts on local anchors becomes more apparent. Here's an audio recording of the Deadspin collage, mixed with the full recording of Liz Bishop and Greg Floyd reading the script on WRGB, the CBS affiliate in Albany, New York.
Hi, I'm Greg Floyd.
And I'm Liz Bishop.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our
Capital Region communities. We're extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 6 News produces.
We are concerned about troubling and irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
False news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish the same simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
We understand the truth is neither politically left or right. Our commitment to factual reporting is the foundation of our credibility now more than ever.
If you believe our coverage is unfair, please reach out through our CBS 6 Albany website by clicking on Content Concerns. We value your comments. We will respond back to you.
We work very hard to seek the truth and strive to be fair, balanced, and factual. We consider it our honor and privilege to responsibly deliver the news every day.
Thank you for watching, and we appreciate your feedback.
The story was also picked up for the second time by John Oliver on his HBO show Last Week Tonight and on CNN and MSNBC and other outlets.
Nothing says we value independent media like dozens of reporters forced to repeat the same message over and over again like members of a brainwashed cult.
And this isn't the first time Sinclair has forced scripts on local stations. In 2004, Sinclair forced its affiliates to broadcast a 45-minute propaganda film alleging falsehoods against Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry's service in the Vietnam War. Now Sinclair owns the most local stations around the country, 193. That number will rise to 220, and its reach to 72% of U.S. homes if a merger with Tribune Media is allowed. Scott Livingston, Sinclair's senior vice president of news, defended the must-read script on his stations in USA Today. Quote, it is ironic that we would be attacked for messages promoting our journalistic initiative for fair and objective reporting and for specifically asking the public to hold our newsrooms accountable, unquote, Livingston said. Quote, our local stations keep our audience's trust by staying focused on fact-based reporting and clearly identifying commentary, unquote. In December 2016, President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, told business executives that Trump's campaign struck a deal with the Sinclair Broadcast Group during the campaign to try and secure better media coverage prior to the election. Trump took to Twitter to defend Sinclair after the Deadspin video went viral. quote, so funny to watch fake news networks criticize Sinclair Broadcasting for being biased, unquote, the president tweeted. Quote, Sinclair is far superior to CNN and even more fake NBC, which is a total joke, unquote. Anchors at some of the Sinclair stations are not laughing, though, with one telling CNN, quote, I felt like a POW recording a message, unquote, when reading the script. Another told CNN, quote, it sickens me the way this company is encroaching upon trusted news brands in rural markets, unquote. Ars Technica reports that in a March 26 letter to Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, the Department of Homeland Security acknowledged for the first time ever the use of unauthorized cell site simulators in Washington, D.C. The devices, known commonly as Stingrays because of one brand name, or International Mobile Subscriber Identity Catchers, trick mobile devices into believing they are a cell tower. Once locked in, the devices can steal data, pinpoint user locations, and/or plant malware on cell phones. Quote, overall, the Department of Homeland Security's National Protection and Programs Directorate believes the malicious use of IMSI catchers is a real and growing risk, unquote, wrote Christopher Krebs, DHS's acting undersecretary, in the letter to Wyden. Police around the country use the Stingrays, but they usually do not admit to it. Quote, in 2015, various federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, said that in most circumstances, they will require a warrant when they use a Stingray. Some states also impose similar requirements, unquote, the Ars Technica report says. The DHS letter says it is aware of non-police use of the devices in other cities, too, although it also says it does not know how to detect their usage. Activists have complained about police usage of the devices because they don't pinpoint targets but sweep up many cell phones where they are located. While legislators are pushing a new law with much steeper fines against pirate radio operators through Congress, the Federal Communications Commission is cracking down with a new round of raids on scofflaw stations. On March 26th in Boston, transmission equipment was seized from Big City, which used three different FM frequencies, and B87.7 FM, with federal marshals and the Boston Police Department. John Anderson at DIYmedia.net reports that Big City stayed on the air for most of 11 years on three channels despite 15 visits or actions from the FCC, U.S. Attorney's Office, and the U.S. Treasury. This week, the FCC sent notices of unlicensed operation to three other alleged pirate operations in Brooklyn. They include Parkash 1718 LLC on 105.7 FM, 108 Field Place Realty LLC on 99.3 FM, and Jean-Claude Michel on Nostrand Avenue at 90.9 FM, Radio World reports. The FCC also sent a letter to Angel Rigoberto on 90.5 FM in Newark, New Jersey, and visited Jerome Moultrie at Northeast 149th Street in Miami, who was operating on 90.1 FM. And in Fayetteville, North Carolina this week, FCC agents warned Freddie Rodriguez, who was using the 87.9 FM frequency. All Access reports that the Pacifica Foundation and WBAI have settled with their landlord Empire State Realty Trust, releasing the radio organization's New York City radio station from a court judgment in the last 2 years of its lease at the Empire State Building. The Pacifica Foundation owns 5 non-commercial radio stations across the country and distributes radio material to hundreds of U.S. stations. The settlement should put the always rickety organization on firmer ground, with a $1.8 million liability at least delayed. Under the agreement, WBAI will get a new transmitter and move its antenna from the Empire State Building to 4 Times Square. Pacifica Board Chair Nancy Sorden said in a Pacifica press release, quote, these series of steps, getting a loan to resolve the judgment, release from the remainder of the lease, moving to our new site, and launching our search for a permanent executive director, are steps we are taking to give us time to recover, stabilize, and improve our operations. This is our opportunity to return Pacifica to its place at the forefront of being a place to hear alternative, progressive, and corporation-independent and community-based voices of music, news, information, and inspiration at a time when they are desperately needed in this country and around the world, unquote. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm's Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.